Thanks, Vanessa. I can't wait for Joel and Fletcher's Monday A-graders later today. The A-graders.
But does Vanessa know what she's actually promoting?
I'm saying
she's one of the best newsreaders we've ever had, but I don't know whether Vanessa actually knows what she's promoting there. Can't wait.
That's very funny. Don't forget, Cam Smith and Matty Johns will join us after 8 o'clock, and we're here thanks to Bryden's Lawyers, your local experts in personal injury compensation, and 4D Doors, Garage Doors Redefined. Visit 4ddoors.com.au. Now, this is the part of the show where you can go to it. Either get us on the McDonald Jones open line, 1300 01 1170, McDonald Jones, New South Wales leading new home builder, or the text 0457 736 736.
I'll give you an A grade. What about Scotty Scheffler when he walked across Cameron Smith's line? Like, you just don't do it. He knew what he's doing.
Now, they ended up high-fiving through the round. Like, I think things got sorted out. But when he walked across his line, it's not an accident.
No. Cameron Smith, the looks at it all. A grade.
Scotty Scheffler.
What about old Von Tag, Eric Ten Hag rather, Von Hag, Eric Ten Hag? Is he an A-grader? I don't know.
Does he deserve an A-grader? Like, you know, he's under enough pressure. We don't want to pile it on top of him.
Yeah, sure.
Too much.
All right, on the text, here we go. Pedro, the rooster, the influencer, he says, VB, the bus you want to jump aboard is the 380 to Bondi. Trent, he calls him TJ Smith Robinson, has the team peaking again when the whips are cracking. Pedro the Rooster. Look, they've won five in a row.
Did you have the... See, I had the Roosters... Mm. I'm sure I had the Roosters top four. I might have had the Roosters... I might have said a Panthers Roosters grand final at the start of the year.
Did you?
I thought the Roosters were in for a good year. I really did. But then, and then they... For a lot of reasons, you know, they've struggled... For big sections, but they looked as good as anyone on Saturday afternoon, Vossie, at the SCG.
Well, I'll ask you right now, 3 weeks out from the finals, who plays in the grand final, Brandy?
Oh.
No. Well, if you tip Penrith Roosters pre-season, you're going to say Penrith, yes, well, they're going to finish minor premiers.
Well, the Roosters will likely finish eighth. Like, you know, maybe they finish seventh. So they've got a job to do to get to the grand final. It's still a big call because they're sitting where they are.
All right, back on the text. This one from Stephen from the Central Coast listening to us there. And it's great to have all the listeners we have on the Central Coast. The SEN Racing Network there on 801 AM. He says even Wikipedia registers wooden spoon. So I agree with Brandy's take on the Tigers, but it is registered even online. You can't Wikipedia 15th.
So it's a label that's... It sticks, doesn't it? Yep. Mud sticks.
Mm. Yep. Yeah. This one, Raider Man Newcastle. Respond to this, Brandy. How will Seraldo be any better than Adam O'Brien or Trent Barrett? Why will Cameron... It's a fair question. He's not being cynical, but, why will Cameron Seraldo be better than others that have come across as assistant at successful clubs?
Well, it's nearly one I can't answer, Vossi. I don't know Adam O'Brien. I don't know if I've met Adam O'Brien. So I don't know him. I only see him, listen to his press conferences, watch how his teams perform. That's the only judgment I can make on Adam O'Brien. And comparing Seraldo and Trent Barrett, they're different people. So, you know, and we've spoken about this a lot this year about coaching and about coaches and what makes a good coach. I can only say that I think Cameron Seraldo's temperament and personality will put him in a good position to succeed. He knows the game. He's a very good coach. He knows how to impart his knowledge onto players. He knows how to build players up. How I can separate those three coaches and say, well, this is why this one will succeed and the other two aren't or haven't. It's a very hard thing to do. But, you know, when you look at Cameron Seraldo and the package of him as a person and his knowledge, I think he'll be successful.
Hey, guys, what's happened to the darts desk? That's a fair question from John. I thought the darts desk was going to be up and running.
Going on?
Well, there is Dutch.
Is it currently happening somewhere?
Well, yeah, but I think it's worthy of some news. I think
if someone can find me a darts tournament that's happening as we go through the program.
We've got the big names, the Wizards here, and all of them. They're all here.
No, but they're playing now. Now.
Well, Towns Hall. They'll go to Townsville, then they're going across to Hamilton,
but
New Zealand.
I'm updating current sport. Like,
right, so you mean right now as in this second?
Right.
Hands of Holland has texted in. So I've got listeners around the world. Hands of Holland has texted in saying, what about Brandy taking pot shots at Erik ten Hag and Manchester United? Has he ever even been to a training session? It's a fair question. Have you seen ten Hag train the team?
No. Don't be starting this sort of chat.
New South Wales Darts Masters Comp is in Wollongong this weekend, and we will be speaking with one of the competitors later this week, Brandy, so that's when you...
If the Tigers do get the wooden spoon, they should get Ashley Klein to sign the spoon.
That's a great text. That's a really, really solid text. This is a very disappointed and angry Manly fan. We got beat by the Titans, playing as a team, not as a few individuals. A lot of Manly players need to wake up to themselves and realise it takes hard work to win. Not ref blaming, but he was ordinary. Can't remember the last time a quick tap was allowed. Berkeley Eagle. He prefaced it by saying disappointed and angry, so it's just going to be a bit of gobbledygook out there.
Rossi and Brandy talking about the Bulldog spine. I like Avarillo, and I think Jake Avarillo is a good player. He's a very good runner of the footy, Vossi. I don't think I'd be looking to move or replace Jake Avarillo right at the moment. I think he's going to get better, and there's rumours of Jaden Sullivan and Jamin Salmon coming. But would you make the move for the Sharks pair of Kennedy and Trindle, says Junior Smitty. Mm. It will be interesting to see what happens with Will Kennedy. I think Braden Trindle is one of the better backup halves in the competition. You know, when there's an injury either to Nicho Hynes, he's been able to, or Matt Moylan. Braden Trindle's come in and been able to play some good footy. So we'll just see what happens.
Here's a little left fielder one. The Adelaide Dragon, who's had some very good texts of late, he says, is there any way that Mick Potter can be sent Dragons' way? Mick Potter did play for the Dragons.
So he's got the DNA.
He finds himself maybe... that's right, the DNA.
He's
very
got
important.
The DNA.
And Serraldo doesn't have it at Canterbury. That's so it's
no DNA.
No,
no
DNA. He has no idea. He doesn't know what makes the Bulldogs tick. You know, so I don't see how Serraldo's going to work. That's right. But Mick Potter to the Dragons, Adelaide Dragons, saying, can we send Mick Potter that way? And he'd be part of Anthony Griffin's coaching staff. There you go. That's because he's cleaned the... Yeah, he's cleaned the floors, hasn't he, with the there. By the way, we've given away an Adidas golf gift voucher so far this morning, but we do have a family pass for the Pink Test giveaway, day one of the Pink Test. We've got a cricket merchandise pack worth $150. This is all part of our building up to Father's Day promotion. Visit cricket.com.au/tickets. So you want to call in on the McDonald Jones open line and share your thoughts on sport this morning. You could be in the running for those prizes as well. 1300 01 1170. Trent Barrett, a number of texters asking the question. Trent Barrett back to Penrith as an assistant. He seems to work well in their systems, was one of the quotes from our listener. Brandy, does Ivan Cleary have total say on who's going to be the assistant?
He does, yeah. Yeah, Ivan would have total say on who he brings in. As I said, he'd run it past the board, and it'd be very unlikely that the board would say they've got a problem with anyone. Trent Barrett, I heard his name mentioned as part of the Dragons coaching staff next year. He's got that DNA too, the Dragons DNA.
Yep. Could be a good move. And John of Harrington Park, we had a few texts like this. AVB, there'll be no pot of gold at the end of the, quote, rainbow for Manly this year. Others saying that isn't it amazing and ironic that Manly have now only been playing for pride the last 3 weeks of the season. So people not missing the mark with that. At 19 minutes to 8, yes, calls on 1300 01 1170, text 0457 736 736. Monday morning, Michelle Bishop Sports Update coming your way right after this. Vossi and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.